Yo, UFO podcast, unidentified Floridian object podcast. I'm here for a short joint talk real quick. I want to teach y'all, or I want to inform you all. When I say you all, I mean humans, I mean people, I mean niggas for the most part. Because we are living through times where we can't really predict what's gonna happen. You can scroll through the whole earth on your phone. Like, there's no more, like, really attachment to human intervention. There's no attachment to human interaction. It's just everyone's kind of attached to their phones. Like Elon said, like, we're fucking one interface away from being fucking cyborgs. So I think in times where we're the closest to being a cyborg than ever, it's probably appropriate to show you all or to inform you all about things that can make you show more humanistic side. When I say humanistic side, I mean things like happiness. I think it's important for people to be able to realize or recognize the happiest times of their life. I think there are indicators that shows you and that tells you that, hey, this moment I'm in right now, me being rooted in the present, will be one of those happy times that I'm gonna remember for that. Because often, a lot of us go through life running around and not even considering the fact that, oh shit, I'm on the way to a happy time. Oh shit, I'm in a happy time right now. Let me really embrace this. Let me really live in the present. Why? I don't know. Because humans just naturally, we live in the future, we live in the past. Like, oh, I'm finna work hard because of the past or where I came from. I'm gonna get away from that. Or, oh, I'm finna go hard. I'm finna do this based on the future of what I can have. It's rare that we sit down and say, okay, in the past right now, I'm feeling good and I like it. Let me look the fuck around and see what the fuck is similar. Let me pick up on my pattern recognition. It's almost like programming and coding. It's learning the language of happiness. Pattern recognition, these certain such and suches, this hashtag go with this motherfucking shit. Same with life, man. There's ways to indicate that you're in the happiest times of your life. Laughter is one of them. It's just coming off my subconscious. But happiness and laughter, man, the motherfuckers like cousins and brothers, man, like the first cousins, real ones. The motherfuckers inseparable. Laughing is such a fucking good thing. I pride myself on laughing more than a lot of my friends. One, because I don't take a lot of shit serious. Two, because shit just be funny, man. Shit healthier to laugh at shit. Like, but really laugh, not the fucking weird. I hate the fake laughing people. Even though I got good at that. Especially at work. Like, at work, I fake laugh when they go up. I'm talking. Bitch ain't shit comedian, real shit. But that's just how it is. So like I said, a bunch of laughter in the scenario, that's one sign that you're probably developing a happy memory and you're in one of the happiest moments of your life. So laughter is one of them. Great sign. Pay attention to laughter. You doing a lot of that? Stick around it. Listen to this, Gen Zers. Listen, millennials. Okay. After laughter, I would say thrill. Thrill and fear. Thrill and fear is usually associated with new things, risky behavior, adventures, or some sort of like this new endeavor that helps you grow. And we do know that new endeavors that writes new codes in our DNA. You know, you traveling to France for the first time ever is something new in your DNA that shapes you as a person, that changes you, that changes things in your brain. And you will be feeling thrill. You'll be feeling fear. You'll be feeling adventure. And those are like the second thing. Those are all lumped into one category. That's how you recognize some of the happiest moments in your life. So right now we got laughter. A bunch of laughter. Stick to that shit. I'm talking laughing so good. Healthy for your brain. Adds more years to your life. After that, pay attention to thrills. Like I said, thrills, fear, little adventure. You start feeling that shit. That's when you know, like, oh shit, I'm gonna remember these times. A lot of that times come when Jit's in middle school. Jit's in high school, first time going to high school. First time going to college when you're in college and shit like that. First time jumping off the porch. You know, you didn't flip the pack the first time successfully. You didn't turn this fucking quarter to a half. You didn't turn this half to a woody-woo. Like I said, you're going to remember those. The happiest times of your life aren't always going to be necessarily the most direct, quote-unquote, moral times of your life. A lot of happy times in my life, shit, I wasn't supposed to be doing that. However, I remember it as a good time because, you know, memory and perception worked out. That's just how it should go. This is podcast 10.5, UFO pod. I figured I'd throw out a few indicators for y'all to realize when you're in the happiest moments in your life. Another way to probably realize you're in the happiest moments of your life is, let's see. We got laughter. We got the feeling of thrill. You know, that feeling in your diaphragm. The feeling in your stomach when you're like, oh shit. This shit's unknown. It's foreign. What the fuck? We're about to go into this fucking haunted house. I'm about to walk into this fucking interview. Bam, I landed the job. Like, in a whole nother dimension on some like Rick and Morty shit. Like, niggas be already having shit. We just gotta step through the door. We step through the door, the universe get out your way. Sounds like a rant, but it's really just a subconscious illustration, a mental illustration. I'm here for mental currency. You know, that's just how it is. Another way to realize that this moment will be one of the happiest moments of my life. It's urgency. Urgency. It's not the most important one, but the desire, the burn, the urgency, or the urge to want to fucking attend, be around, just, you know, you've ever heard that. I mean, not hurt, but you ever had that fucking just feeling where you're just like, ugh. I want to go fucking hang with them today, man. I want to go do this shit, you know. I just got an urge to fucking, I want to light up gas with this person, man. I want to hotbox the car on a rainy day with this type of person. No, that's just what the fuck I'm feeling, you know. So urgency is very, very, very important. After urgency, I would say randomness, spontaneity, or spontaneousnessly, or whatever the fuck the word is. And you can make an argument that whatever you do, shit's going to be spontaneous. But I mean, unpredictability and spontaneous shit in the sense of, like, holy fuck, dog. This shit was once in a lifetime. We had no idea this was going to happen. And it fucking happened. You know, that usually creates different parts in our DNA, changes our life, parts, shit like that we remember. You know, that kind of that's important, you know? So those are just a few factors that I feel that you probably, if you look around and pay attention to those, then you'll probably be able to look around and grab life by the fucking neck and be like, oh shit, this is a happy memory. Let me really embrace this shit and appreciate it. Show some fucking appreciation for real human interaction. Fuck, nigga. So like I said, you know you're in happy moments when you got laughter, when you got thrill, when you got adventure, when you got unpredictability, spontaneous shit, when you got the fucking urge to want to do some shit. That, my motherfucking alien friends, is how you snatch a great memory by the fucking throat. You know? So next time you round your fam, you round your girl, you round your dude, you round whoever the fuck you're around, just understand and pay attention to those fucking factors. Like, oh shit, we laughing a lot. Ha 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 ha. Uh-oh, happy moment. But oh shit, this is a great fucking hike. Might be a happy moment, might be an adventure there, might be thrilling. Also, if you're gonna fucking go hiking with weapons. Just go hiking with weapons. The woods are dangerous as fuck. I'm a hiker. Me and my girl camp. Shit like that. I fuck off. But we do not go in the fucking woods without weapons. It's just a side note. Niggas will snatch your ass inside of a tree trunk. Fuck around with the national parks if you want to. There's communities living in fucking, conspiracy time. There's fucking communities. Communities of motherfuckers living inside caves, national parks, wooded areas, where they got a whole nother way of life. I don't know if this even qualifies as a conspiracy. UFO podcast, unidentified Floridian object podcast. I don't even know if this qualifies as a conspiracy, but nigga, this shit true. I know this shit true because I fuck with someone, you know? Some of them in Florida. A lot of them in the fucking South. You look at the woods, it just looks like woods to you. But the trees, the leaves, the fucking moss, the pine, that shit all synonymous to a big building in a city to me. It's just nature. You know? That shit nature made. A city is man made. All that shit serves a purpose, and the purpose is the function for human life. And the wooded areas can do just the fucking same. It's my whole point. So yeah. Next time you ride through the fucking city with your Bluetooth and your fucking AirPods on. Some of you niggas got the fake AirPods. The wind pods aren't the same. So, but like I said, next time you're driving through the city, AirPods on, you feeling good. You feeling like no one can fucking touch you. Just remember, there's the same version of you riding in the motherfucking Apalachicola Forest or Yellowstone Forest in the fucking woods. How the fuck I get a call down the pod? Sorry, that was a call about analytics. Jacksonville, I'll be going down there. But my whole point is, there's literally feral people, whatever you want to call them, crazy niggas, cavemen, all types of shit. There's elaborate cave systems all through the fucking the world. We just live on the surface of this earth. So what I'm saying is, shit may not be how y'all think it is. I'm telling you, there's groups and mobs of fucking communities living in the woods. And I fuck with some of them. And honestly, I kind of got it back a little bit. I just will. I might interview one of them. I don't know. I don't want to put y'all alone. That shit ain't no conspiracy. That shit real. But I'm wrapping this shit up. Like I said, in this motherfucking technology-filled world, human happiness and human interaction is important. So I figured I'd show y'all a way to kind of recognize when you're happy and when it's a good moment. That way you'll have something you have something to fucking cling on to when we're all uploaded to a fucking computer and we look down and our feet look like a fucking keyboard and our spinal cord looks like a fucking mouse cord. So that's where we're going. So on the account of that, Wixler is out. UFO podcast. It's some Florida Southern shit. Unidentified for the Rudy and Nadia podcast. Free my nigga AJ Hammer. Free my nigga Tank. Free my nigga D-Work. 2502 Houghton Street. It's some West Side shit. Y'all already fucking know. My nigga Zeke will be on the next podcast. I'm a black boy, JB. UFO podcast. Unidentified for the Rudy and Nadia podcast. We outie.